Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world we live in. Today's topic, something near and dear to all our hearts, especially after those Monday blues hit, getting a good night's sleep. Ever feel like your mind races at bedtime like a caffeinated squirrel on a treadmill? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a secret weapon that can help us finally shut that inner chatter down and drift off into blissful slumber mindfulness meditation. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another meditation guru preaching peace and quiet, hear me out. This isn't about achieving some Zen-like state where you transcend earthly worries. It's about learning to calm the mental storm brewing in your head so you can actually catch those easy. Think of it like this. Your mind is a bit like a dog park at rush hour, chaotic, full of energy, and constantly bouncing off the walls. Mindfulness meditation is like putting on noise-canceling headphones and taking a leisurely stroll around the perimeter. You're still aware of what's going on, but you're not getting swept up in the frenzy. So how does this work? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can revolutionize your bedtime routine. First off, being present is key. When thoughts start racing about tomorrow's meeting or the unfinished project, gently acknowledge them and then redirect your focus back to your breath. It's like gently nudging those runaway thoughts back into the pen. You're not ignoring them, just letting them know it's time for a timeout. Second, cultivate awareness of your body. Feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe, notice any tension in your muscles, and observe the sensations around you. This helps ground you in the present moment and shifts your focus away from those mental hamster wheels. It's like putting on a pair of comfy pajamas, cozy, relaxed, and ready for bed. Third, acceptance is crucial. You're not going to erase every thought that pops into your head, so don't get discouraged if you find yourself getting distracted. Simply acknowledge it, let it go, and gently bring your attention back to your breath. It's like accepting a rainy day. You can't control the weather, but you can enjoy a good book and a cup of tea while it pours. Fourth, practice gratitude. Before you drift off, take a moment to reflect on three things you're grateful for. This could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend or simply the feeling of your cozy bed beneath you. It's like ending your day with a warm hug full of positivity and appreciation. And finally, consistency is key. Just like any new habit, mindfulness meditation takes practice. Start with just 5 minutes each night and gradually increase the duration as you feel more comfortable. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your ability to sleep like a log. Let me tell you about this one time when I was feeling super stressed out before a big presentation. My mind was buzzing with worries about forgetting my lines or messing up on stage. I knew I needed to chill out, so I took a few minutes to practice mindfulness meditation right before heading into the auditorium. I focused on my breath, felt the sensations in my body, and let go of all those anxious thoughts. When it was my turn to speak, I felt calm, collected, and confident. It wasn't just me, my presentation went really well. The audience seemed engaged, and I even got a standing ovation at the end. Now, that's what I call a good night's sleep, right? So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those sleepless nights with mindfulness meditation. Remember, it's not about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference in how you feel and how well you sleep. Now go out there, practice your meditation, and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Calm Over Chaos. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.